the coup d'etat that decided the elections in the country earlier this year, you know, in April, they have very divided opinion about how to approach the transition in Guinea-Bissau, you know, which are in frontier areas. You know, there have been divisions, particularly between ECOWAS and the community of Portuguese-speaking, you know, language countries, you know, the CPLP. You know, so in the course of the, what is it, the UN General Assembly in September, it was agreed that down the line, the five organizations, you know, involved in the process there, that is the ECOWAS, the African Union, the European Union, the CPLP, which is the Portuguese-speaking language countries, and the United Nations, will hold a joint mission, you know, to the country to just go and assess the security situation and also the transition. And the purpose of it is to get all these key organizations involved in that country, you know, to try to harmonize their positions, you know, in the effort to retain that country to constitutional rule. You know, so the mission is now on in Guinea-Bissau. You know, so we are making all the principal stakeholders there, you know, the military, the transitional authorities, civil society organizations, the main political party in the country is the PIGC, and all other stakeholders. We are meeting in order to inform us about how to approach the situation in Guinea-Bissau and whether it is possible for the international community to harmonize its position on separating that country back to constitutional rule.
Will one of the agendas be to really ensure political stability in that country, because that country has been quite prone to coup d'etats and destabilization in the West African sub-region? So will this be addressed as part of this mission?
Yes. Like I was telling you, Guinea-Bissau has proven to be about the weakest link as far as the peace and security is concerned in the region. You have a very disunited and unorganized political class that often uses the military to settle scores. You've got a military that has got a penchant, you know, to intervene in the political process in the country all the time. You've got the issues of drug trafficking. You've got the whole problem of illegal fishing in the waters of Guinea-Bissau. So it's a myriad of challenges that are there. And we need, actually, to bring this to, you know, an end. There are efforts towards ending the drug trafficking in the country. There are efforts, particularly led by ECOWAS, aimed at reforming the security sector, the defense and security sector in the country, and also looking at the entire political system in the country, the constitution and the electoral laws, and how to make civilian rule more effective, how to make the military responsive to democratic control, and how to stem the tide of drug trafficking that has blighted, you know, that country and has become the source of, you know, the drug influx into the region and into Europe and the U.S. You know, so it's a myriad of, you know, problems. You know, beyond all that, we've got a history, a track record of impunity in the country where the military intervenes, they slaughter former heads of state and all that. And nobody has actually tried to go to the bottom of it, to try people who have been murdering heads of state, carrying out political assassinations in the country. So there is a culture of impunity, you know, that has blighted the future of the country for a very long time. So this whole mission is aimed at looking, you know, taking a holistic view of what is happening in Guinea-Bissau, and then to see how these principal stakeholders can come together, very narrow differences and, you know, very parochial views about the situation, and look at a root and branch reform of that society, you know, so that it can join the Committee of Nations as a responsible country, you know, in the region and within the international community. So this is part of that route, and, you know, so the mission is supposed to look at all these issues by meeting all the stakeholders in the country, you know, with a view to coming out with a very concrete roadmap towards fixing that country once and for all.
What do you think are the prospects of this mission to Guinea-Bissau?
No, I think that, you know, prospects are good, you know, because for some time now, you know, at least there have been the closing of the gap between organizations like ECOWAS, which I belong to, and CPLP in particular, you know, which has stuck to his guns of trying to reinstate the government that was overthrown in the middle of elections and all that. You know, so there have been very wide-ranging differences between us. We had a meeting earlier, you know, in the month in Addis Ababa under the coordination of the African Union, where we all agreed, you know, that the best way to move forward is to go into that country, just listen to the people, listen to all the stakeholders there, and then, you know, just to try to fathom out what is wrong with it. And one of the main purposes is to make sure, you know, that the international community has a harmonized position, a single position on Guinea-Bissau, not the international community fighting among itself over Guinea-Bissau, because the political class in the country and the military have actually used differences within the international community to perpetuate, you know, their activities in that country. And if there is a need, you know, to bring this to an end and not to allow, you know, sectional interests within the country to take advantage of differences within the international community to keep the instability going in that country. You know, for that reason, I am very confident that this meeting in, you know, Guinea-Bissau, these sessions with the various you know, institutions, various stakeholders, will bring us to a point, you know, where we can have a very clear roadmap that all the stakeholders within the international community can adhere to, you know, so that together we can, you know, sort out the root, you know, causes of the perennial instability that has actually been the fate of Guinea-Bissau since independence.
When will the meeting take place?
The meeting is already on. The mission began today, and then we are going to be in the country until about the 21st, where we hope to meet all the stakeholders, and then we shall come out with a common report on our findings, you know, on this mission, which we shall present to our principals in order for them to, you know, sort of agree on the findings of this, you know, all these groups, because this is the first time that you have all these groups meeting under one roof, meeting the stakeholders, and coming up with a common position paper on it. So once we are able to achieve that, then we know that there is a roadmap that the entire international community adheres to. And I'm very confident, you know, that after meeting the people, you know, on the ground, you know, things will become clearer to everybody, because people have been sitting in Lisbon, in New York, in Addis Ababa, in Abuja, and other places, and you know, spinning their own positions on what is actually happening in Guinea-Bissau. This is a real opportunity for all these institutions to be together on the ground, you know, just to find out what has actually been going on in that country. And after that, I think the chances of all these five institutions coming together around one program, you know, for that country with regard to institutional reform, constitutional reform, fighting the drug, trafficking in the country, and then fighting, also that military impunity, in that country, the lack of democratic control of the armed forces, and also fighting past impunity. I think there can be a very clear roadmap that everybody can. And that is where ECOWAS is very confident, that this mission will provide that unique platform for everybody, to come together, listen to the people, and then come up with a single program of action, aimed at bringing, Guinea-Bissau back from the brink, and then, making it a responsible member of the community, because it has been a source of perennial instability in the Senegambia region, in the West African region.